How do you contain them?
Well, we got to, number one, we got to stop the run. You know, they've got a good back in Theo Riddick back there. They've got Forsett back there. They got some good guys that can hit the edge and make some big plays. But, you know, once we get them in passing situations, what we have to do is really be able to put some pressure on Matthew Stafford, get a good push up the middle and not allow him to step up in the pocket. And when he gets in those situations where he's scrambling, we have to make sure that everything collapses down to where he can't, you know, escape and also at the same time not be able to look downfield for his deep threats.
Did going against screens by the Bears help prepare you for this week?
I don't know if going against screens but you prepare for another team, but you know, it's all about your preparation with film work and things like that throughout the week that helps you on Sunday.
Chris just tell Sue that, you know, some people are thinking the sky is falling, but I suppose internally you're 5-2, you have a one game lead in the NFC North, two of the next three at home. It's far from the sky's falling.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, we don't want to lose the last two games, but at the end of the day, we are sitting first in our division. But that's not a consolation prize either. I mean, we're not satisfied with where we're at. We're definitely not satisfied with the way we played the last two games, but I mean, it's not the end of the world. The last thing we need to do is panic and think the sky's falling down on us. So for us, it's just about getting back to work as usual and making sure that we do everything we can do on Sunday in order to get ourselves back on track.
Perfect. After a home game?
Yeah, I'd definitely say so. I mean, anytime you can play at home, it's a great situation for you, you know, especially with the home field advantage that our crowd has put us in, you know, in U.S. Bank Stadium this year. It's great to be able to get back home, get a good offense in our building again and make it tough on them with our fans.
B. Rob, after watching the film, what are some of the factors on why you thought you guys struggled in the running game on Monday?
I couldn't tell you. We moved on to Detroit as soon as that game was over, so, you know, that's the only thing on my mind right now.
But you don't try to make sure you don't make the same mistakes? Wouldn't you kind of watch the film and know what you have to rectify?
We moved on to Detroit. We're over it.
With some of the stuff that's going on with Norv and all that, how do you help keep the rest of the team on keel and not get, you know, overwhelmed by stuff that you guys can't control, like, you know, Norv retiring, resigning?
Well, here's the way I look at it. We've said all year along that we don't pay attention to things that go on the outside. We concentrate on things that go on inside this locker room and inside this building. Norv's not a part of this locker room. He's not a part of this building anymore, so we move forward. We're worried about the Detroit Lions.
Brian, what needs to happen to get the pass rush back to where it was 3-4 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, we got to stop the run. You can't pass rush if you can't stop the run. We didn't stop the run last week, and then the week before, you know, we just weren't in a situation to make them pass the ball. So it's not like our pass rush isn't there. I mean, we got hits on Cutler last week, but the difference is they were able to run the ball. And so we, once again, we've got to go in this game. Our main focus has to be to stop their running game, put them in passing situations, you know, be great on first down, put them in the third and long situations to where we can pin our ears back and get after them.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you,
sir.